Okay, so nearly. The questions that I've heard that if we can answer would be great. One is there going to be feedback on PFS, and if so, when? And then what the sort of objective is of the BCUCC management commentary and FICE proposals for December.
Yeah, okay. And it looks like, Rodrigo, are you able to speak?
I don't think so.
No, okay, I just got a sorry message there. Okay, so with respect to PFS, my expectation is that that would come in the April meeting. Right now, with the comment period having just ended, the team will be analyzing the feedback and preparing papers for the board, likely for the December meeting, which would mean that there just wouldn't be enough time to circulate, sorry, for the December board meeting, which means there wouldn't be enough time for us to also circulate something meaningful to ASAF in time for the December meeting. So stay tuned for that in April. With respect to BCUCC and the December meeting, the plan is to try to get some early understanding on the ASAF members' reactions to the discussion paper and the feedback, initial feedback from you on the discussion paper, similar to what we did, I believe, with the FICE discussion paper about a year and a half ago, where just the initial discussion amongst yourselves is very helpful for us to sort of hear leanings. With management commentary, I believe the objective is to be similar to what was discussed with BCUCC today, so along the lines of the outreach plans and getting a sense of what might be the most effective way to conduct our outreach and get feedback. And then with respect to FICE, the plan is to discuss disclosures. The board will be having some discussions in the December timeframe, and we'd like to also get your views on possible avenues for improving the disclosure proposals.
Okay, all right. So, and I guess to make that as useful as possible, it probably will help the ASAF members if we can get them something in enough time so they've got time to talk to some of their stakeholders on the disclosure front on FICE.
Yep, definitely.
Suggestion that hopefully isn't inappropriate. So it sounds, based on that sort of response and sort of the questions we got on BCUCC, that perhaps from a staff perspective, we should go back to ASAF members and just test a little bit whether they think they'll be able to say something sort of meaningful about BCUCC for a December timing to sort of assess that item for the agenda, if I could suggest that. And then, Rodrigo has, unfortunately, his sound's not working, but his suggestion was a short report on what's happening on DRM. So maybe even if that's just a short oral update on sort of status and what we're up to, that might be useful for ASAF members. So if we can put that out there as a suggestion.
Sure.
Okay. All right. I think that brings us to the end of today's meeting and the end of a long week for some of us. So thank you for everybody who's got up for early mornings, late nights. Some of you I know more than once this week. I think we've all earned our weekend this weekend. So thank you very much for your input. It feels odd, usually when we have the end of the week where we've had, you know, world standard setters and all of these meetings and ASAF, we've all spent so much time together and sort of feels like we're one big family again, and we've just seen each other on the screen a lot, which is very odd times. But still, I think we're getting, we're still managing to have effective discussions even in this difficult situation. So thank you, everybody, for making yourselves available, and have a good weekend. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Sue.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.